This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want to do a shout out to Wayne Cowan, Ryan Hausnett, and he's not in the chat room now. He goes by the moniker of Chaos2K, but I believe his name is Mike McMinn or something like that. Mike? Those guys did a few things, and they've got ninja hats. Two of them have already gotten them. Mike will be getting his Friday. There he is. So, like I was just saying, Chaos, I want to give you a shout-out. Mike McMinn is your name? I believe it is. They got the first ninja hats that are out there in the wild. I've already got one picture, one guy sporting one. Chaos, I want to see you. Wayne, I want to see you. They're in the store. They're on the website. What is the website? I'll give that out later. The website is lockandloadradio.com. And just click on shop if that's something you want. I got two caps and a mug right now. Not exactly Christmas, but I'm working on it. This past June, the Washington Free Beacon's editor-in-chief, Matthew Continetti, had a good column about how the elite media doesn't know what they're talking about in the Trump era. And the headline said, "They're wrong about everything." This is also entirely applicable when it comes to news reports about guns and gun laws. It's bad. We have media personalities not knowing the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic weapon, and not knowing that there have been laws regulating the latter since the 1930s. And again, the leftist media folks, a semi-automatic system is one that discharges one round per trigger pull from a self-loading system, which is also known as virtually every firearm that's sold on the market that isn't a revolver or a bolt-action rifle. Second, every gun dealer with a federal firearms license has to perform background checks on all purchases. You set that up. Your darlings in the Brady campaign helped you with that. All of these tabletop, as they called them, FFLs, they got swept away. Everybody had to have a brick-and-mortar place, or they had to have all kinds of things and meet all kinds of requirements, and they were the ones that had to do the background checks. That was the way you set it up. And, third, and this relates to the Texas shooter, being convicted of domestic abuse prohibits you from owning guns. There isn't a debate there. If you're found guilty of this offense, you should have your gun rights stripped. Which, just having the guns in the first place meant that Devin Patrick Kelly was breaking the law. But this past Sunday, he opened fire, killing 26 people and wounding an additional 20. So, the real question in this shooting is not what he did. We know exactly what he did. We know exactly how that transpired. We know where he pulled up. We knew all this stuff. So, the question is, how come he was able to buy them? And we know how that happened, too. The question becomes, how was that allowed to happen? But instead of all that, we have the left mocking people for offering thoughts and prayers, even though they defended Allahu Akbar days before, and they were spouting off all this nonsense that is just untrue about firearms. Stephen Miller from Red Steez, "We're not going to listen to you about guns until you learn about guns and you learn about gun laws." That was on Twitter. Sean King, the white guy who thinks he's black, "Don't worry, everybody. It was a white man who slaughtered half the church in Texas. That means everything is just fine. No terrorism." Joy Reid, who never fails to, the NRA is soaked and bathed in blood. How do its adherents sleep at night? Like a baby. Joy, like a baby. Stephen Miller comes back, probably because none of their members commit these crimes. Then we get this. Five things that are harder to get in America than a gun. A driver's license. 2, a pet. 3, a spouse. I didn't know. 4, an abortion. 5, an internship or full-time job. Then there's 7 reasons it's so easy to buy a gun in the United States. The only real restriction is your age. 2, unlock a car, you don't need a license. 3, background checks are incomplete. They're exactly what you set them up to be, gun grabbers. 4, if a background check takes more than 3 days, you can still buy a weapon. That's because the government has limited power here. 5, suspected terrorists can buy weapons even with a full background check. That's because they haven't been found guilty of a crime via due process. They're on a list, and we don't know what the criteria is for getting on a list. So until we know what the criteria is for getting on a list, yes, they can buy a gun. If they are actually that dangerous, shouldn't we be perforating their heads? 6, individual sellers don't have to do background checks at all, like I said. You guys set that up. Go look back at the way the law was set up in 1993. 7, guns are easily available on the internet. Okay, let me help you out with that one, you stupid idiots. Yes, you can go to an internet website and you can order a gun. And that is an FFL who then you have to give him FFL information to ship it to you via the FFL. It goes from one gun shop to another gun shop. Then you go to the gun shop where it has come to in your locale and you go there to pick it up. And then guess what? You take a background check. So a lot of people were out there, and I mean, I'm looking at some of these Twitter quotes, tweets, whatever you want to call them. The false equivalency here is that they're saying that on one hand, Trump was politicizing the truck attack in New York, where we had a guy who was invited into the nation, and for all the trouble that we went through inviting him to the nation, he killed a bunch of people. And we shouldn't be looking at that. And then we have a guy who all the gun control regulations in the way. Still, legally, he passed a background check because his information was not stored in NIC. Right now, you have the Hollywood left cranking out their insufferable drivel about firearms, and the leftist media starts to drumbeat as they attack the NRA. And to compound their inability to grasp, I don't know, anything, there are the bomb throwers on the Hollywood left that are added to the mix, like Will Wheaton of Stand By Me and Star Trek. Every time I see him, he called Paul Ryan a sack of, and I can't say the word. Think about something you'd set on fire and throw on somebody's front porch. I got my own things about Paul Ryan. However, in the context you use that for, Will Wheaton, as I look at you with your little narrow shoulders and your little soft baby face, I just have this urge to stick my fist in your face up to my shoulder. You talk an awful lot of very vicious stuff. I'd like to see how you are in the face of something vicious. Just to see. Just to see. Keith Olbermann. Alyssa Milano. Shannon Watts got out there and put out a tweet that in Texas there's no regulations, no questions asked if you buy a long gun. And Alyssa Milano, she put out, there's no background checks on long guns, AR-15s in Texas. Thanks for the info, at Shannon Watts. So, they're lemmings. They follow the Pied Piper. Also, it's interesting that Sutherland Springs was referred to as an act of terror by Sean King, who I didn't even know he was a terrorism expert. I know quite a few of them. I'm sort of an amateur in it myself. I know a little bit about it. I did not look at this as terrorism. I'm sorry. What am I missing, Sean? What are you missing, Sean? Oh, yeah, you say you're black, but you're not. Gotcha. Anyway. They're simply wrong about everything, folks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Full of people out there that like to pretend they're one of us. Say that in quotation marks, one of us. They know just enough about guns and gun rights to pass off as a gun guy, and they may even enjoy guns to a degree. What separates them from us is that they don't really understand the Second Amendment, what it's about, and what it stands for, and why it stands. For example, take Michael Tallon. Last week, he penned an op-ed for the Philadelphia area WHYY website about gun owners. In particular, the dirty secret of the gun culture that he supposedly knows all too well. You see, he knows the truth. He knows what we all know deep down inside. He knows what lurks in the hearts of men. He is the shadow. I'm sorry, I got carried away. At least according to him, anyway. And the truth is, and he says, here's an open secret in gun culture. We're defending a constitutionally protected hobby, and we know it. You see, while hunting and home defense is all fine and good, though he claims we're not any safer by having a gun in the house, the idea of gun owners fighting against a tyrannical government is just plain silly. He writes, but we also know that if home defense and hunting were the only arguments we had, someone might note that we don't need military-grade weaponry for either, so it's really important to blow smoke about how we're the last defense of freedom against tyranny. That, however, is complete and utter BS. It has been since the Wright brothers. Look, whenever one of us starts popping off stupid about fighting a tyrannical government, ask him how the hell we're going to stop a cruise missile. Ask us how we're going to shoot napalm out of the sky. And their response will be to minimize the argument and say that we doubt the government will ever go that far, which means, I suppose, that the tyrannical government of our imagination will choose to fight fairly against our plucky army of revolutionaries in the best spirit of American freedom. We had a term for this kind of pilgrim in the military that I can't use right now. I've never seen anyone actually use that argument except possibly for nukes. And I do believe that is, you know, back when in the 80s, the Chinese used to train with real nerve agents. The only reason they don't train with real nerve agents now is because sometimes the Chinese higher-up referees would be standing there and they'd pop the nerve agent, and then the wind would shift. And then the Chinese soldiers that are all masked up, you know, to test the effectiveness of the mask, would watch the gas waft its way up to the observation point and kill all the Chinese officers. That's true. The Chinese used to make knockoffs of the T-72 tank, and the autoloader would actually accidentally grab one of the crewmen and slam him into the breach. That's also actually true. It's probable that even the most tyrannical government would be hesitant to use nuclear weapons on their own population, but not out of some sense of fair play or fair fight. But it would end up being more costly in the long run. Most Americans who look at their guns as a means to back tyranny would look at your questions and point out that the insurgencies in Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq have all stymied the United States government without needing tanks, aircraft, or some way to shoot down napalm or a cruise missile. For all the evil that these regimes represent, they also provide a roadmap with which people can resist a tyrannical government. Nobody wants that. And, you know, I don't want that. I'd be happy to participate in it if the need comes up, but I don't want it. But it's on the table. But it's a last-ditch response that no one really wants to use. But Tallon doesn't care about that, not really. You see, despite him presenting himself as part of the gun culture, he's not. His bio at WHYY, Michael Tallon is a writer and magazine publisher from upstate New York, currently living and working in Antigua, Guatemala. He's not living in the United States. He left. Was it for work? Maybe he's just down there for the short term? Oh, no, he's been down there. He's been expatriated from the United States for 11 years. In his bio, after spending a year in Antigua gasbagging about wanting to start an English language magazine, he hit the road and wandered about South America, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't even live here. I don't know when the bio was written, but you could assume it's recent and accurate. And then we can see that Michael Tallon has been gone long enough That is not so much a temporary relocation as an emigration, which of course is fine. But his screed at WHYY leaves that valuable context out. It fails to note that he's not worried about a tyrannical American government because he's not in the United States. And while he admits it in his bio, even that fails to note just how long he's lived there, well outside of the American government's authority. Meanwhile, he lives in a country where 29.62 gun-related homicides per 100,000 people in 2013 compared to our 5.09 per 100,000 in the same year. Wow. This despite Guatemala's gun ownership rate, both illicit and legal, being about a tenth that it is here in the United States. If guns mean crime, as Talon's final paragraph indicates, maybe if he's so worried about violence, he should rethink where he's living. In the meantime, he has no business being worried about what happens here. He has less business than Piers Morgan. At least Piers Morgan was living here at the time. He may have associated with gun people. He may have learned the lingo and the customs. But this guy's an armchair anthropologist trying to study people very different from himself. And if you look at his idiotic remarks, he failed, but only to us. He's faking his way as part of the gun culture does more harm because he sounds like one of us. He says things our friends and neighbors have heard, so he sounds like one of us. And because of that, they assume that what he says, when he says it, that we all think this way, and we probably do as far as he's trying to put out there. And for any of you that have ever heard him, we don't. But the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, and it never has been. And contrary to Talon's arguments, no one believes a tyrannical government would play nice with us. We just think that if it comes down to that, I'd rather die on my feet fighting than kneel and kowtow to a tyrant. That's never, you're never going to see me do that. Never going to see me do that. So, enjoy Guatemala there, Mr. Talon. Enjoy that homicide rate, six times that here that it is here in the United States. And get back to me about the violence. You are not one of us. And anybody that's looked at him and looks at me and thinks I'm like him, no, I am not. There's a difference. I know what I'm talking about. He doesn't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Maine's independent Senator Angus King was on the Morning Joe show. I'm just laughing the way that sounded. To talk about the tragedy in Texas, they asked Senator King if he was troubled about the Air Force's failure to input the killer's domestic violence conviction into the NICS. The military doesn't have a mechanism called domestic violence. That's part of the problem here. They have assault. They don't have a separate classification for domestic violence. King was doing okay there for a while. He was asked about the assault weapon and ban, of course. He said that banning so-called assault rifles are basically guns that are functionally no different than hunting rifles, just having a handful of cosmetic features that look scary. And assault weapon bans, he said, don't actually make anyone safer. They just allow politicians to look like they're doing something. But then he became more than willing to put the magazine capacity on the table for discussion, which is a non-starter for most of us. These guns are designed to hold something we call a standard magazine. I want them. That's why I have the gun in the first place, because of that's one of the attributes of the gun, Senator. Then they veered into the realm of do hunters need, and King fails to note one very important fact. Second Amendment's not about hunting. For all the kvetching about AR-15s and the so-called assault rifles, they're failing to note that while it may have been too late for the dead in the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, other deaths may well have been averted because this bad man with an AR-15 met up with a good man with an AR-15 who perforated him twice. and the bad man with the AR-15 then dropped the AR-15. Firearms are tools. You can be a hero and use one, or you can be a villain and get one. And they are used by heroes and villains alike. And no case illustrates that nearly as well as this particular case. Let us not forget that this happened just days after a terrorist used a truck to mow down and kill 8 innocent people in New York City. That guy was a terrorist. Devin Kelly he was a nut. Okay? There is nothing normal. He was an evil nut. He was a psychopath. There's nothing normal about harming animals or children or your wife. There's nothing normal about that. Terrorist used a rental truck. Horrific acts will always take place unless we start to decide to stop trying to take away the rights of innocent people because of the acts of a deranged few, and start to delve into the minutiae of why these people get violent. See, with everything else, we always want to go back, well, we need to investigate this, we need to, except with guns. And with guns, we just got to ban guns. We don't know what motivated the guy to pick up a gun. We don't know how he picked up a gun. We don't know why he snapped and thought it was okay to shoot somebody. We don't want to do that. We just want to go out and ban guns. This guy in Texas had a history of violence. It was so severe, it should have barred him from buying guns in the first place. But as Senator King correctly noted, we can continue to refine and improve the background check. We found a gap in it in this case. Yeah. That's sort of an innocuous way of putting it, I guess. One thing that you could do, which you're not going to get to do, but one thing you can consider doing is another useless weapons ban, a useless cap on magazine capacity. When are you going to get it through your thick, stupid heads that punishing the innocent is not going to solve a crime? When are you going to get that through your skulls? It's sort of like Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park, you know, the original one, when the special effects were so cool. Nature finds a way. Well, guess what? Evil finds a way. As we saw in New York, the deranged will continue to find a way. Yet the innocent are the ones, they're the ones who will continue to pay the price for that folly, time and again, because lawmakers simply have to be seen doing something. And it's too messy to try to figure out why people like the Texas killer turned to violence. Regardless of the weapon, violence is what we should be looking at. The need to commit violence. The desire to commit violence. I say this with a little bit of pride, okay? I used what I learned for good. From the time I was 13 years old to the day I got out of the military when I was 30. And then in a less organized way. For that entire period of time, I was training to hurt my fellow man in a defensive posture. First with the martial arts, then with the military. Violence is a tool, like a gun. In the hands of the righteous, violence is something that has to be used for a short period of time, and it has to be hyper. It has to be hyper-violence. You have to be so violent as to win and win convincingly. And the tool that I use, or that anybody would use to perpetrate that violence, is immaterial. The mind is the weapon. The intent is the weapon. until we address violence, going after the tools is, you know, this is a little bit like that old TV show with House, with Hugh Laurie, and, you know, he was a doctor that would sit there and say, ah, I see a little pinprick of red on his skin. I wonder what causes that. And then before long, he's tracing it all the way back to some far-off country in South Africa with some chimpanzee. That kind of actual investigation and seeking of the original cause is what's necessary here if you really want to address violence. You know, if you were to take and look at the 30s in Chicago, during gangland times, and look now, there's not a whole lot of difference. I mean, in Chicago, they said the number of street gangs in Chicago today is no different, really, from what it was in the 30s. And we used to have all kinds of shootings in Chicago back in the 30s. We had the St. Valentine's Day massacre, which, you know, sort of led to the downfall of Capone to a certain degree. But violence has always been there. And nobody has ever really sought it. And you had the same things. You had fatherless children. Right? You had no economic opportunity, light on the education because it was so dangerous there. Stop worrying. Stop looking at the symptoms and let's go find the cause of the disease. Senator King notes that the guns that we're talking about are functionally no different from hunting rifles. That's great. The magazine is not a point of discussion, Senator. You were doing really good. Until you find out how to deal with murderous intent, we're going to have tragedies like New York, like Las Vegas, like Sutherland Springs. We're going to have those again and again and again. And the only thing we can possibly do in the hope of saving lives is disrupt the shooter. That's it. So you want to go after the murderous intent, all we can do is respond. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, after a mass shooting, of course, the media tries to fixate on the motive. And people like me and you, we seem to be more interested in the methodology. What do they do? What didn't stop them? What could have been in place? That kind of thing. How was this all done? How did this guy commit this massacre? And then we all wonder what could have been done to prevent it. Gun control wasn't one of those things because it failed in this particular case. The background check failed. So there are lessons to be learned. So what lesson should we take? Take lessons. So here's my thoughts. Violence, whether it's in the form of a gun, a beating, vehicular assault, whatever, life-threatening violence can appear anywhere, anytime, and it's not going to be convenient when it does. Southern Springs is a bucolic little South Texas town. It's nothing like the Chicago gang-infested urban hellholes today, where the drive-bys and the revenge killings are an everyday occurrence. Sitting in a small church on a blessedly cool fall Sunday morning in a community so small no one uses their turn indicators because everyone knows where you're going, none of these people in the church had reason to suspect they were about to be slaughtered by a psychopath. Well, no reason except possibly the understanding that psychopaths and madmen do exist. Killers who strike at a time and place of their choosing, not their victims. Killers who have no respect for human life or the very basis of human decency. And if you accept their existence and the existence of people who are more evil than crazy, you understand then that bad things can and do happen to good people anywhere, anytime, everywhere. All the time. Nowhere is perfectly safe. There are no safe spaces. Second point. You're going to go somewhere, carry a gun. Carry a gun. Train with that gun. Carry the gun. Practice with the gun. Carry the gun. Let the gun carry method, the holster, the gun maybe itself. Let all that evolve. Carry the gun. A firearm is the best personal defense weapon money can buy. And do not be shamed by somebody who says, that Sky, that Taurus, You know, these guns that are $300, $200, if they are reliable and dependable, carry a gun. It is the best personal defense weapon, but there is one caveat. You have to have it with you when you need it. Now, just because of where they were, and because of the neighbor that was there, Mr. Williford, I would imagine that a lot of the victims at the First Baptist Church were or are gun owners. And as far as we know, nobody returned fire as the killer began his rampage. And here's an obvious observation, okay? If you don't have access to your gun, you don't have a gun. I absolutely hate that. There's sometimes, you know, when you're going to go somewhere like a police department, a courthouse or something, you're carrying your gun, you got to leave it in the car. I hate that. I would much rather them have a place where I can park it in the building, to be honest with you. Now, once I get into that area where I can, you know, where I have to be disarmed, I don't mind if they take my gun and hang on to it, give me a little receipt for it, you know, like coat check room. That's fine. But I hate having to disarm and leave it in the car, because then I'm afraid somebody's going to break into the car that one particular time and steal a gun and then use it for a bad reason. But if you want to have a means, and listen, it's not a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk. It is a painstaking process to learn how to use a gun. Once you learn how to use it, it is helpful to continue to develop the skill, but you're so much better off. And then the third point to take away from this. Be ready to use your gun. Stephen Williford was a lucky guy, or he was a guy with a remarkable foresight, whatever. He left his house to confront the mass murder with an AR-15 loaded with a single ammunition magazine, into which he had hurriedly inserted who knows how many rounds. And when he faced the killer for the last time after he'd run off the road, Mr. Williford had two rounds left. Now, I want you to be that guy or girl, but I don't want you to be that guy or girl, okay? Mr. Welliford's weapon was not loaded and ready to go. I've heard all the arguments. Hey, Bill, I have young children in the house. I don't know. I don't want to leave it out there loaded like that, you know. I get that, okay? There are ways, and, you know, you can get a gun safe and have it ready to go. You can have a gun close and ready to go in a good spot. You can have a little gun safe. You can have a little gun drawer underneath your bed. There's a lot of ways to store the weapon. A lot of ways, a lot of different ways. But I digress here. Whatever firearm you carry, you want it to be a few things. You want it to be easily accessible. You want it to be fully loaded, and you want it to be fully and reliably functional. And where you take it from there, an extra mag, a backup gun, flashlight, all kinds of tactical training and accessories, that's up to you. But be sure to have the basics covered. Access to a working gun and the knowledge necessary to use it. Equally important, and this is crucial. I mean, truly crucial. I know lots of guys that are gunfighters, and I like to think of myself as one of them. And to date, I have not been in a gunfight. I have drawn a weapon twice, separate instances, and the bad guy became a track star at that point, and I did not pull the trigger. And I was 20 years younger than I am now when that happened. But that has all, you know, I had that gun at that particular moment. That made a big difference. I'm talking about awareness, situational awareness. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. This is not paranoia, okay? There's a difference between, now, paranoia is if you're walking around and circling and everything, you got your hand on your gun. Okay, that might be construed as paranoia. I'm just talking about looking where you're going. Not having your head in your phone. Looking around at everything around there. Making eye contact with anybody coming up that catches your attention. Looking down the street. This past weekend, before the that was the Antifa uprising, I was looking all over the place. And I wasn't in one of the targeted cities, but I was looking for masked ninja kids. And I was looking for people coming in mass up the street. I didn't see any of that, but I was looking. And this was not me being paranoid. I was with my two little granddaughters, with my son, my daughter-in-law, my wife. That was not me being paranoid. I was being prudent. And I did have a functioning firearm and spare ammunition and a trauma kit and a flashlight and a knife with me. So I had the basics covered. I wasn't wearing anything tactical or anything. As a matter of fact, I looked sort of like what I am, which is a middle-aged guy. But, underneath the shirt, that was a different story. That readiness, the sooner you launch a counterattack, I'll leave it in the words of Mr. Welliford. He said, I just wish I could have been there sooner. As do we all. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.